South Korean government will increase supplies of key fruits and vegetables from its stockpiles to stabilize market prices ahead of the Chuseok holidays set for September 20 to 22, First Vice Finance Minister Lee Ok-won said Friday. Prices of agricultural, livestock, and fisheries products, which advanced 9.6% in July, continued a downward trend for a fifth consecutive month. But the figure still remained at a high level on the back of bird flu outbreaks, coupled with an increase in public spending amid vacation season, Lee said. We will take more active and preemptive measures to stabilize prices of agricultural, livestock, and fisheries products as soon as possible before Chuseok. The government plans to increase supply of farm produce from its stockpiles ahead of the autumn harvest celebration that usually fuels demand, according to Lee. Lee's remarks came as Asia's fourth largest economy faces growing inflationary pressure. Consumer prices grew 2.6% in July from a year earlier, accelerating from a 2.4% on-year gain, according to Statistics Korea. Meanwhile, Lee added it will bring in 100 million eggs in August and September, respectively, to combat the sharp price rises of the commodity. Due to the outbreak of avian influenza, which led to a supply shortage of eggs, consumer prices of eggs soared 57% on year in July, the highest growth in 4 years, data showed. He also pledged to guard crop supplies against potential uncertainties, such as adverse weather conditions. This year, there seems to be less damage to local farms from heavy rain, but we can't rule out the possibility of typhoons. We will closely monitor weather conditions to prevent vulnerable agricultural facilities from being hit by natural disasters.